Ed Cavalier's not been on air with us this week because he's been in Baby World, and Ed joins us on the show. Good morning, Ed.
Hello, everybody. Okay, I think the fifth song is Informer by Snow.
Well, you know what? You can't.
Is he right? Mystery Mix Mindy?
I think he's won something much more valuable than $100,000. Come on, Ed. What has happened?
My excellent wife has given birth to our second child, little Vader Cavalier, who arrived on the 31st of May at 10 past 4 p.m. And she did an incredible job. It was stirrups. It was, pull your legs back, push. I was there, as you know, Aaron, I'm a business end guy.
Absolutely.
I was right there.
Your bottom end was... or nothing, yeah.
Now,
and it was a sight to behold, and what a great job she did. And they're both doing well.
Now, we'll get to Vader in a second, but did your wife have the epidural? I didn't find out yesterday. You said you were pushing for it early. Did she end up having the epidural?
So, Aaron, last time, right? Last time we were there, and we went in for a scan, and they said, oh, no, you're not going anywhere. You're in labor. And then Tiff sort of sat on this Swiss ball, right? And,
Swiss ball that started all the...
This is really...
Everything happens on a Swiss ball in your house.
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, then her waters broke, and then it was all on.
Wow.
And Arnold, the guy who does the epidural, the anesthesiologist, he came in and said, okay, let's get this going. Oh, you're Tiffany Hall. And she's like, yep, I'm just a little bit busy right now. Let's have a quick chat about Biggest Loser later on, if that's okay. And he took too long. And
oh,
she didn't.
No.
Arnold was born so quickly in under an hour and a half that it didn't kick in time.
Yeah.
And
she had the epidural but didn't get any of the benefits of having it.
Oh, that's the worst.
She's still got to pay for it then?
Yes, that was Hughie. That's what I thought you'd focus on, and I did question the invoice, and I said, "Well, can I at least keep half the syrup? Unless I want to use it at the Logies or some other time I might need it." But apparently not. Apparently not allowed to take it with you, Aaron. Apparently
you
can't have a takeaway. Can I get this in a takeaway cup, please? The bit we didn't use. So this time, as you know, I was going to go hard. I was like, no. I had spoken to a doctor friend of mine, and he was like, no, just say straight away because you don't know how quick it's going to be. And then he rocked up, and I was, you know what my wife's like. She treats it like an athletic pursuit.
She's a hard woman. She's like,
yeah, she is.
A gladiator, she was a TV gladiator. That's when you met her, you know?
Yeah, she's just like, give me a piece of wood to chew on, and I'll get through it, right? And I was like, come on, duck, can we just, consider this here? And she's like, all right. So they did it early, like, super early. But they do this new technique where they give you a button and you push the button whenever you need it, if you need the pain relief. So when the contractions started, when it really got going, because they only give you 40%.
I remember that, Ed. That
you do?
Okay,
you go. Now, how many buttons? Now, it's like a jockey with a whip on the home straight at Randwick. It's like, how many is too many? So how many times did you go the button? Do you remember?
Because I also had it for my shoulder when I broke my shoulder off my arm, and I reckon I was literally, I had issues with my thumb because I had it pushed down the button for about 8 days straight. But I reckon for the baby, maybe 4 or 5, and then I got carried away for an emergency Caesar. So then I've got another epidural. Yeah, so how many did Tiff go?
Well, let's go around the room and have a guess because it was full on. It was happening. They were thinking about they may have to do that thing where they give her a little episiotomy or whatever it's called.
Yeah, because, just cut her open.
Because it was not. It was sort of starting as, you know, they were both getting a bit tired.
Yeah.
But then how many buttons do you reckon?
I'll go first. 5. A fistful of buttons.
Okay, I'm going to go 2 fistfuls of buttons. 10.
All right, the answer is no buttons.
Stop it.
Not at all.
She said, she just went, no. I said, look, use your button. I was yelling, use your button. She pushed it away. She goes, no.
That's what she needs in the midst of that is you yelling at her, Ed. That's really helpful.
Use the button. Use the button.
But also you paid for the button, didn't you? Shell out for the button.
Your focus on money is appalling. It's a new life.
It's actually on a vending machine. You've got to tap your card every time you want to use the button. It's got tap and pay on the button these days.
Now, Vader is beautiful. We've seen the photos. She's gorgeous.
The baby's pronouns. Everyone, if you could just write these down. The baby's pronouns are ScoMo and Mystery Mix.
I was going to write she down. She's
a
she.
I wrote down ScoMo and I've written mystery. I'm not going to finish mixed because now I know you're joking.
Now, how heavy was she? I mean, I know that your wife is on the Biggest Loser, so this is important.
A bit over 3 kilos.
Nah, too heavy. Come on, let's get her fit and let's get her going. When's she in the gym? Did you sign her up or not?
She's in there now.
Can I just ask Ed about the name? Because Vader, the only other place I've heard that name is one of my favorite childhood movies, which is My Girl. And she was so pretty and everyone wanted to be her when they were little. I don't think the story ended particularly well, but was that the inspiration?
So we've been looking for names, as you know. We were having trouble. We were sort of batting off relatives who were trying to, you know, force their, you know, their own ideas.
Don't use that term, mate. Come on. You've been too relaxed. Hey, man. You're batting off relatives.
Listen, man, I saw you on a Zoom at the ABC yesterday and I did not like what I saw.
No. Come on.
Listen to me.
Come on. Oh, no, it's a beautiful name, right?
Yeah? You can't talk. Just leave, man. If you want to do something, leave.
You're still on the laughing gas, I reckon.
Did you have any gas?
You started it.
You started it, Aaron.
Yeah, when are you back?
Never.
I'm sick of talking about mystery mix. Come on.